Hello, everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family navigate the independent school application process. My name is Sharon Jarboe, and I serve as Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School in New Jersey. And seated with me is my co-host, Billy Hawkey. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Sharon.
So, tis the season.
It sure is.
And what season is that?
Open house season.
So we have a couple of guests with us today to help families plan their open house visits. Do you want to introduce them?
Sure. So we have Lynn Zahn from the Pennington School, and Lynn is the Associate Director of Admission and Financial Aid here. And Lynn brings over 10 years of experience planning open houses and school events, so she has a tremendous amount of insight on this topic to share with our families out there. And our other guest down from New York City is Elizabeth Petone, who brings about 4 years of experience in the placement position at Stephen Gaynor School, which is a school in Manhattan serving children from early childhood into eighth grade. And so Elizabeth is responsible for placing students when they are looking beyond Stephen Gaynor, for whether that's high school or for a different school to continue their educational journey. So the two of these women here have a great amount of insight to share with you out there, and we're excited to get going.
Yes,
thank you.
Sure, we. Thank you.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's going to turn out great. We're going to find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based off school culture and needs. We're going to bolster your chances.
Okay, so let's start off with just a really basic overview. What is the purpose of open house? Why do schools all open our doors in the fall?
Well, an open house is basically, like you said, Sharon, an event for schools to open their doors to the general public, to families who are interested in other educational options or experiences for their children. It really gives families an opportunity to visit a school to learn more about their mission, their philosophy, to meet teachers, become more familiar with curriculum, special programs, student life, etc. I always like to mention with open houses that I think is another perk is for families who are or who have multiple children, that it's a great way to reintroduce themselves and that next child, because it really comes down to a fit for each individual student. And so what might be a fit for one student may not be necessarily a fit for the other. So I think that that's a nice way you might see a school in a different light or from a different perspective depending upon your child.
I think too with open houses, it's typically the biggest event of the year that a school is hosting. And to kind of, as you work through the admissions process and you have families who are going to these different events throughout the year, I see the open house as being the initial opportunity to get the personality of the school, to have this understanding of what is it like, what's the ethos like on campus. And because ultimately, if you walk onto a campus and that doesn't feel right, then all of the other events aren't going to feel right either. So it's the most general part. And there's a lot of mini events going on within this one overarching event, but to have that opportunity just to get a sense of what, how the campus feels, how the life is at the school, is a really unique opportunity.
Great. So Lynn, Elizabeth mentioned some of those mini parts within this big event. Mm-hmm. Could you just give families out there kind of some, you know, a general understanding of what to expect at an open house?
Sure. So you'll really have the opportunity to get that general overview, and I agree with Elizabeth. I always call it a personality. Every school has a different personality. And as soon as you come to campus, step foot on campus, you'll get a sense of that. So families can expect a more relaxed and comfortable format at an open house where they can really just wander around, visit classes, get a sense of the teaching styles, the curriculum, meet the faculty, meet students. Also have an opportunity to talk with coaches about their specific athletic programs. Alumni, if alumni are available, they're great to speak to about their experience and where they have gone on since that opportunity. And it's just a great way to gather information in general as you have the opportunity to visit the classes, to speak to coaches, to even enjoy a nice lunch.
So is there anything, Elizabeth, that you counsel families to do in terms of preparing for open house season?
So one of the most important things that a family can do is to stay organized through this process. And everyone has their own organizational style, but typically with open houses and different events, I definitely recommend utilizing a calendar. And whether that calendar comes from an already established Excel document with different columns and, you know, each school's listed and the open house dates and the tour dates and so on and so forth. And then those dates are inputted onto the calendar and they can really begin to map out what their, you know, couple of months of the fall is really going to look like. That allows them to then prioritize or to kind of divide and conquer. If some family members need to go one place and others need to go somewhere else and a babysitter needs to come with them and, you know, what have you. But definitely staying organized and planning out their time is of utmost importance.
So at these open houses, there's a lot going on. There are classes to go to. There are coaches to meet. There are open art studios. There are tours happening. And unfortunately, these open houses last for only a couple of hours. So it's difficult for families to sometimes feel like they're experiencing everything. Mm-hmm. What advice would you guys have to families out there for kind of how to make the most of their time on campus?
You're right, Billy. There certainly are a lot of different activities that are planned by the schools for the families to participate in. My first piece of advice for this would really be to do your research, look at the website, also any information that you received, and then carry that over into that day. I would suggest, if you can, plan into your busy schedule a little bit of an earlier arrival so that you can register, take a look at the program for the day, and then have a little bit of a conversation initially up front about what you're seeing, what you're interested in, and as Elizabeth said, possibly divide and conquer. Prioritize what it is you really want to see, experience, and learn for that that particular time that you're on campus. If the school offers a tour and you are there early, I would absolutely jump in on a tour to kind of get a lay of the land so that when you go back into the actual program, and if you are going to divide and conquer, you will know where the buildings are located, where the different activities will be happening so that you can get there in time and participate in those experiences. As you said, if you're interested in learning more about residential life, there might be a student panel discussion, a tour of a dorm, etc., that you can plan to take. If you're interested in a particular sport, find out where the coaches are and introduce yourself, meet them, and talk more about their specific athletic program. If arts is a passion, I would suggest finding the Center for the Arts and seeing if there's anything interactive. Look for a gallery and get a sense of what the program is all about.
So beyond these broad strokes of looking into the academics, the arts, the athletics, what are some of the more subtle things that you think families should be on the lookout for when they're trying to assess that sense of the school's spirit or personality?
It sounds silly to break it down to something so simple as this, or to give an example as simple as this, but sometimes people, when you're walking into a building and somebody holding the door open for you and waiting for you to enter, I think that is something that can resonate with a family. And it's almost picking up on those nuances and taking advantage of having access to students and teachers, and maybe beyond the academic conversation or the athletic or the art conversation, music conversation, it's conversations around the day-to-day and taking advantage of, as I said, the access to students. Because if you return for an interview or a tour specifically, you may not have as much of that at right in front of you as you do at an open house.
Yeah, that's a point that I wanted to make, is that a tour and interview day is great, and that's an actual real school day. However, open house is the only day of the whole year that most schools are 100% externally focused. Mm-hmm. There's no business happening other than to greet families and answer their questions mm-hmm. and give them an experience. So that is a unique feature.
Yes, and I'd like to also add that I think it's really important to look at the school's community. As Elizabeth mentioned, interactions with students, with faculty, and the overall message that you're receiving, the actual philosophy, see if that's actually coming into play mm-hmm. that day. Is it consistent throughout what your experience is in starting with the open house and then going on to your tour and interview? It really, I think the interactions between faculty and students, new families and staff really tell you a lot about the health of the school.
Mm-hmm. So now we've talked about these broader strokes of looking at the whole school, the campus, the offerings, and then some of the more subtle things that play into the personality of the school. And Elizabeth, how do you feel that parents should start to be processing all that information and assessing which schools might make the final list and be schools that might really fit with their students?
I think the old-fashioned pros and cons list is a huge benefit when leaving an open house. And sometimes we can be quick to do that night when you get back home. Or sometimes it's a little bit later when you let things kind of sink in a little bit and you really think about the takeaways that are still with you a couple of days later. I recommend to families that is done both by the parent or the guardian and the child. And it should be done independently, you know, two different worksheets, pros and cons lists, and then compared and contrasted. And it allows kind of an overall pros and cons list to develop from that, which can then help to narrow down if a list is lengthy.
And Lynn, I throughout an admission season working with you, often hear you talking to families about the sense of fit. What would you have to add to this?
So I always think that from the open house, you will get an overall comfort fit of how you're feeling, whether or not you can see yourself as a part of that school or your student in classrooms or with other students as well. Fit also comes into play when you're assessing your values and your beliefs. Academics, athletics, extracurricular activities, study abroad opportunities, and then ultimately college placement and what your goals are there. I also feel that fit can come into play when you're looking at your child and their current situation and what's working and what's not working as well. So that's something to keep in mind as you're going through the open house process and continuing beyond that is, where is it that your child is currently? Are their needs being met? And is that school going to continue to do so?
What do you two recommend for the family that comes out of an open house really clear? Gung-ho. We love the school. It's going to make the final list. We want to apply. Where do you go from there?
Well, that certainly is exciting, Sharon. We would definitely encourage them to call our office that Monday morning or after the weekend or whenever the event is to start that conversation with us and anyone that they might have met in the admission office. They will definitely want to schedule a tour and interview, and I would encourage them to do so when they have a good sense of their schedule so that they can get that day as the season progresses and we get closer to the deadline, there aren't as many opportunities to get a good date and time for that tour and interview that will work with the family. I would also encourage them, after speaking to admission officer, to go online and begin the application. I'm sure that just about every school out there will have some type of a checklist and something that will walk the families through the application, their options there, any type of testing that needs to be completed or registered for, etc.
Great.
So this has been really richly informing. Thank you both. Before we close, I'm wondering if you have any final words of advice for families.
I just say enjoy this time, and I think Elizabeth will probably agree. It is an exciting time. It may be a bit overwhelming, but I always find in my conversations with families during and afterwards that they've learned so much about themselves and so much about each other. And I just think it also opens the doors for conversations and time that really brings families together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this process is, it should be fun. While it can be stressful, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time to listen to your child give feedback as well, because what they're experiencing can say and tell so much that we may not see as the adult in the room, but they can come home and say, wow, that really was where I can see myself for the next 4 years.
Awesome. Well, Elizabeth and Lynn, thank you so much. And
thank
for
you.
All you listeners out there, we will catch you next time on Admission Insight.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you.